This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect you are that one exceptional American that I'm talking about. And welcome aboard, because there are so many exceptional Americans out there. You know, we just can't count enough of them. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're here with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're sort of carrying over from the first hour because we have so many other things to talk about, especially a lot of the breaking news. So we've asked Scott to sort of hang over here. A lot of things going on. Of course, Davos, and DACA. We had a pretty good discussion about this in the last hour. And, of course, one of the things that's really kind of interesting is the Congressional Black Caucus just did not want to release a stunning picture that was taken in 2005 of then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama with Louis Farrakhan. Now, we always knew about the connection between Farrakhan and of course, Obama, but, you know, they wanted to hide it. They wanted to keep it from you, so you wouldn't understand that he is a racist bigot just as much as Louis Farrakhan is a racist bigot as well. They, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and those birds coming home to roost, you know. Anyway, that's just part of what we're going to be covering here also about what's going on with straw land. Now we call California straw land because there's a law coming out in which they're proposing to fine $1,000 and even send people to prison if you're a waitress or a waiter and you offer a plastic straw to your customers. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, just more craziness going on here. But let's get into the Mueller thing and with this right now. Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. We have him for the second hour for a little bit. And Scott, this is something we just couldn't let this one go. We didn't have enough time in the last hour because there's just so many things happening. But the Mueller investigation, you have I think I heard you on one of your shows talking about the Mueller investigation, and it's something that I was kind of relating to with the people the other day. I think the Mueller thing is going to go away very soon, actually.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. When Donald Trump spoke to those reporters just before he headed off to Davos, what he said was, yeah, I look forward to giving a discussion or having a discussion with Mueller, and it could be under oath, it could be whatever. You know, there are a lot of little tricks and problems with that situation because if he doesn't cooperate with Mueller, he actually gets picked up by the grand jury, and the grand jury can subpoena him. And then if he were to plead the fifth, that would be actually a major, major problem for his, you know, PR and for his campaign, presidency. And it's not something you want to do is be in front of a grand jury, especially when they come from D.C., where 96% voted for Hillary. So you got a problem there. So you want to cooperate with Mueller. On the same token, I don't think the Mueller counsel is going to be around for long. So it's sort of like saying, yeah, I'll give you the moon, the stars, and Snickers bars in addition, because I know you won't be around then. And I think that if anybody has seen the memo, it's definitely Donald Trump. 60, 70 congressmen have seen it. Donald Trump has seen it. He knows this is going to be game over for Mueller. He could say, I'll talk to Mueller every day and Sunday, and it's never going to happen. Not only that, but he also threw in the caveat, according, it's also up to my attorneys. So that situation, I think that the Mueller situation is going to go under once the weight of the memos get revealed. Those memos are basically a summary of information that was acquired not only from the evidence that they've attained so far by testimony, but also the bank records from Fusion GPS. That's one of the most important parts of the Fusion GPS is those bank records. They tell the story. And so they're going to reveal this in within about a week's time with White House approval. And that's going to be game over for Mueller right there. But what was interesting was also you're starting to hear even company organizations like the Daily Beast leaking some of this information. And what we've learned is that Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, were actually worried about not being loved enough by Hillary Clinton because she was likely going to become the next president. So they were worried that the DOJ was going to get all the credit for the fix, and that they wanted to actually double down. And so that's why Peter Strzok, about the same time, rewrote gross negligence to be extreme carelessness. That's why they did so many things to favor and help Hillary Clinton. I say that investigation has already been proven to be a rigged system, that they need to reopen the Hillary Clinton investigation in earnest and open up a grand jury and put that case into the right place. It was never adjudicated properly.
Now, the question about how many emails was it? How many was it?
50,000 text messages over a course of 5 months,
and that's what went missing.
They lost them. But now the Inspector General, Mike Horowitz, also the DOJ and Sessions are on it, and basically claim that they got that information back. Chuck Grassley, the head of the Judicial Committee in the Senate, has said that there's a lot more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And even Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, has said that the memo is the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more.
Yeah.
This is going to be devastating for the Democrats. This is going to be devastating for the mainstream media. And this is going to be devastating for crazy people, crazy-eyed Adam Schiff and sneaky Dianne Feinstein, who are begging Twitter and Facebook for support and help to prove that the Russians are still involved, and they're not getting that help.
Okay, so, Scott, this is what I was doing yesterday, and I just can't resist this. I'm going to take roll today to see who's in school, to see who's in my class, who's in the Agenda 21 radio classroom today. And let's see, I've taken roll, and I noticed that I'm going to have to send these names up to the office for maybe some truancy sweeps or something. Barack and Michelle Obama, absent today. Johnny McCain, he's gone. And Hillary Clinton and Billy Clinton, they're gone. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's absent today. I just another day out of Agenda 21 radio school. Uma Abedin's not present. Ben Rhodes. Ben, buddy, where are you? Hey, come on, bro. And then Jimmy Comey, he's not here either. I wonder. And Susan Rice, Cheryl Miller. I mean, the list goes on. What's going on? Everybody, no one wants to come to school anymore. I don't get it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. These are all bad, bad apples for sure. And you know, it's. Well, I'm trying to get this phone.
I know. Go answer the phone. Hey, somebody, get the phone.
I don't know how you do that. We have office phones in here at Red State Talk Radio, and it's just going to ring away. I can't.
Yeah,
I
know. That's what happens to me sometimes.
But here's the thing. You know, there are a lot of players involved.
Yeah.
And this has direct impact.
30 seconds.
This has direct impact with DOJ, the White House, Obama. Man, what a corrupt. What a corrupt anti-American fool!
Oh
that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Well, this is another slam on the left, and again, this is the more of the juicy things that are going on. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have to prepare you for what's going to be ahead in the next, you know, 6 months to a year. It's going to be shaking the nation, but in a good way. Shake that tree and get that dead fruit off. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda.
The page. We're also having a relationship. They have been found. Some of them, we're not told all of them, but this message, it is a memo from the Justice Department to Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley. It states that as a result of a technical glitch, the messages were found. And of course, this is the dated time period. Crucial because it was the transition period and beyond into the first months of the presidency, December 14th to 2016 to May 17th, 2017. They have successfully recovered using forensic tools to recover these messages from FBI devices, including messages between those two individuals that were sent or received between those dates. Our effort to recover any additional text messages is ongoing, which is why I say we don't know if they've recovered all of those missing messages. They've certainly recovered some, and they do intend to turn those over. Lee Zeldin, congressman from New York, is on the couch here. What do you make of this breaking news?
I didn't believe that they were lost in the first place. I could see them being damaging, but not lost, whether it was going to be from the cell carrier, a forensic exam of the phone, or it was going to be from the possession of the inspector general. I really did believe that these texts weren't going to be lost. I believe that they're going to be very telling. Strzok was also the person who interviewed Michael Flynn. There's just a lot to learn.
Well, here's what else we want to know, what they're going to do with it, right? So I want to be clear that also in this letter, again, to Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, we will provide copies of those text messages that we recovered from these devices to the department so that the department's leadership can take any management action it deems appropriate.
Well. All I can say is, Scott, there we have it. People, it's out. It's there.
Yeah, let's hope. You know, it is interesting, though, where they lost these messages, and you wonder how that happened. And you got to say, well, you know what? It gave them a little bit of time, a little bit of control over what gets revealed, and it gave them a little bit of an out. Because if all those documents were obtained by Michael Horowitz the way he said they were, the inspector general at the FBI, mm-hmm. who said, yeah, I have them all, then there wouldn't be any wiggle room. And it still concerns me that this event happened because they could say, well, yeah, maybe some of them were missing in that whole glitch. The word glitch, you know.
Yeah, right. But, you're a computer guy. You like that word glitch, right?
it's very vague, and it's vague for a reason. But this will be interesting. And I believe that Trump is – not even worried when they ask him, are you going to talk to Mueller if he subpoenas you or whatever. And he could say anything he wants at this point because I think he knows what the future holds for Mueller already. You can't have a special counsel this corrupt.
No.
Mueller, and that's, you know, what's interesting also is that's how the fake news mainstream media is couching this right now, is they're basically saying, This is all made up, manufactured BS that's been, you know, kind of blown out of proportion with regard to this release the memo thing. And Adam Schiff is on this, and a lot of other libtards are doing this, which is to misguide and misrepresent. You wonder what the media's, you know, are they even reporting news anymore? They're not, of course. And the point here is that they're trying to water this down before it breaks, and that's a concern. And I heard a pundit talking about this, and I agreed with their thought, which is that this communication war really is timely, and that the Republicans and the conservatives need to not necessarily dot every I and cross every T and go through every single proper channel for release of these memos. They need to get this information out there. They need to get out there now. They need to get ahead of this so that it doesn't get destroyed before it ever makes its way into the public.
Yeah, I believe that's true because this whole thing. We just need to have it now. I think that the country is ready for it. And I know what they're doing. They've got this information. They could have released it weeks ago. It's a drip, 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 you know, type of thing, kind of gearing us up towards, the big moments about the real criminal behavior behind all these people and why we haven't heard from them, why they're absent from class, so to speak, because, you know, the high probability that they're being detained, and which is getting their silence, is actually helping to allow Donald Trump to assume his presidency and take his role as president. But it's also washing the memories of these people from the American psyche. And day by day, as more and more days go by, we're going to be less concerned about what we were wrapped up in terms of our emotional grievances or egregiousness towards these people. And we're going to start to look at the rational side of this, which is, did they break the law? Were they corrupt? The emotions that have driven so many on the left, anyway, in their associations and their loyalties to these people, will start to dissipate over time as they're doing now. And sort of at some point in time, they're going to put all this stuff out there because everybody does need to see it. And I think they don't want to have the battle going on between those that supported all these people and those that, like us, that were telling the truth to begin with and really realize what was going on. They want this peaceful as possible. That's what I believe. And because sometimes when you announce these kind of things or you arrest the opposition party type of thing and charge them with crimes, you know, countries go under. There's revolution. There's warfare. And, of course, what are they trying to do out here in California? They're trying to stoke the fires of that exact same thing as I'm talking about. So it's a dicey proposition to put this news and information out, and I think their timing is going to be hopefully perfect. And I know we need to assist in that timing, because these are hard wounds for some people to accept. I know my Democratic family members are just not going to take it well, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you wonder how the media is going to spin it, and you got to be prepared for that. You know, it's a shame that we live in a – I was watching Jim Jordan talk this morning, and he was talking about how they're going to actually put something out that makes sense, that things are going to be footnoted, and basically there's going to be references as to where the source came from and how they got this information. It's going to be laid out really well. But it's a shame that, you know, you have to do that, because you're fighting not only against – You're fighting for the truth. This is a coup. This was an attempt at overthrowing our government. This is a civil war within our country. And you have all of the mainstream media, with exception to Fox News, and then you have grassroots outlets like Red State Talk Radio. But, you know, the thing is, this is a real civil war. This is a real bare-knuckle fight to the end. With respect to the war of ideas and information and corruption, we got to put a stop to this. And the truth needs to come out. The sunlight needs to shine on this stuff, and it needs to be revealed almost in its entirety at this point. We're left with no other option. We have to actually reveal everything related to this, good, bad, ugly, and beyond that. And one could even argue, same thing with Pizzagate or the Epstein plane, and every one of these things needs to end. At some point, we need to have trust in our government, because that's really what our government was all about to begin with. When we lose trust in our government, right, we lose it.
And that's the scary thing that Javier Becerra did on Thursday, when he basically told everybody that, you know, defying federal law, which is, of course, what we've seen with the last, I think, real incident like that going back in time was George Wallace. And I remember those days when he was defying as Alabama governor.
Democrat, by the way.
Yeah, Democrat. That's exactly right. And here you have a Democrat in California, or Democrats, a whole bunch of them. We call them the Mexican Mafia. That's what they're called in the Capitol, by the way, by the staffers. That's not me making it up. That's been going around for years, and I've been talking about that.
How many MS-13 are actually in police uniform down along the border now?
Well, I don't know, but I've been hearing the reports. I've been hearing reports. Anyway, we got to run for time right now. Hang on. We got Scott Adams for at least one more segment here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to thank Scott and everybody at Red State Talk Radio, including Agenda 21 Radio at Red State Talk Radio. So anyway, we'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's been so gracious as to stick around for a while, even in the second hour, because there's just a ton of things, a lot of packaged stuff going on right now, and it's nice to sort of download it on Friday, download or dump, as they sometimes say. Scott, this whole picture business with Louis Farrakhan and President Barack Hussein Obama from 2005, we've known about these pictures, we've known about the affiliation, but, you know, they just chose not to release the picture. Now, we're talking about the Congressional Black Caucus and others.
Yeah, I think the guy's name's Amid Muhammad, who took the photo, and he was told, bury it.
Yeah.
And honorably did that for the group, because he obviously is a supporter of Farrakhan. And he actually had a problem with Obama, in a sense that, Obama threw Farrakhan under the bus. But Farrakhan, let's not make any mistake about it, was a good friend of Reverend Wright, was also good friends with Obama. Obama sold out to bury the truth, which about his Muslim faith or his Muslim sympathy, because he couldn't fly. This goes even further to tell you that he knew what to hide and he knew what to what was up. He knew, he understood the American populace and what they were willing to buy into. That's why we don't see his Occidental transcripts. That's why there's so much secrecy to all of his past.
Right.
We know very little about this crazy man. And the fact is that there are so many what was this guy's name? Where he was friends with this Muslim guy that was actually good friends with Ali Wan Rashid, who is actually, you know, still under arrest in Saudi Arabia unless he fesses up with $2 billion or something. This was a guy that directly financed, from what I'm reading, Barack Obama's Harvard education, if he even had one. But there's a lot of things going on. This was admitted to by a New York City councilman that revealed this, firsthand knowledge of this. Barack Obama has a very shady past. He sympathized with a man like Farrakhan, who actually said death to Jews. And also, you know, Iran says death to Jews. So no wonder he propped up Iran. And he, you know, destabilized Israel with overthrowing Egypt and tearing Syria apart. I mean, think about it. Every single move that he made in the Middle East had a negative impact on Israel. Now you look at what's going on in Davos, for example, where you got Trump, you know, with another kumbaya moment with Netanyahu. It's a great thing to behold. I love the fact that we're moving ahead of schedule, our embassy to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and all this, that, and the other. But we are setting the record straight, and we are putting, say, Abbas on notice. I loved it when Trump said, Abbas, if he wants this money that's sitting on the table, and he said this over in Davos, we have money sitting on the table, and Abbas is going to have to sit his rear hind down. He said he's going to have to sit down to the table yeah. and negotiate. I love the way he worded that.
Well, I want to go back to what's going on with liberation theology, because that was a big part of what Louis Farrakhan and Obama, and you mentioned the good reverend that, of course... Obama sat in his church for how many years? 22 years or something like that for liberation theology. And, of course, a lot of people might not understand the whole notion of what liberation theology is and where it came from. And it came from the Catholic Church in Latin America. It sprung up in the 1950s. The biggest guy was Gustavo Peru and Leonardo Boff of Brazil. And anyway, so people such as Pope Francis are big on liberation theology. It looks like Jerry Brown's big on liberation theology. Reverend Wright, big on liberation theology. And, of course, it's basically communism is fundamentally what it is. And they use the oppressed as the tools, similar to how the environmentalists are used as tools to destroy and disrupt capitalism. That's really what it is. So I bring that up because this is the crux to that picture. They certainly did not want it be known that here you have this type of a person with such Marxist concepts as Louis Farrakhan has standing next to Obama. He knew that was going to be bad, and it would have been bad. I mean, that would have played, and I don't know why. Of course, I do know why. It makes a lot of sense. John McCain was running against Obama in 2008. And, you know, you have John McCain. Look, by the way, he's not reporting to class either. Johnny, he's not here.
it's foreign policy aide, Kramer. Uh-huh. The guy who met with Christopher Steele, Kramer was the foreign policy expert related to the McCain Institute. And that John McCain, I guarantee you, has shown up in some of those bank records as to basically getting access to the Christopher Steele dossier that was completely fake, probably put together by some Putin cronies, and completely fake, but bought and sold hook, line, and sinker by the DNC, which was financed by Hillary, and also financed by Hillary, then sold to the FBI, who used it to get FISA warrants to eavesdrop on a political opponent. Wow. What country are we living in?
Yeah.
That sounds to me like we're living in some s-hole country, if
you ask me. Some Latin American corrupt country.
Yeah. I mean, if the Democrats had their way, they'd turn this into a poop hole, too.
Yeah. Well, and there's look what's happening to California. Look at how the impact of so-called liberation theology here in California with Jerry Brown and his folks and Javier Becerra, you know. But, you know, this whole thing that ties up liberation.
It's not about power. It's not about prosperity. It's about
power and control.
And power and control. And what they want to do is they want to ruin California so badly that all the upstanding citizens that are hardworking that live in California are going to move. They're going to be forced to move. They're going to be taxed out of oblivion. They're going to be arrested for speech. They're going to be arrested for basically cooperating with the federal government. So they're going to leave that state. And who's going to be left? The illegals, the corrupt, the poor, the weak, the people that are dependent on the government dole, and they're all going to vote one way, just like you see in any tyrannical country, where, you know, the winning party that is a tyrannical government full of hate wins by 90% of the vote. That's what you're going to see in California. There's going to be nothing left of that state unless what the project you're working on, New California, steps in and says, yeah, you can have this part of California that you want to turn into an S-hole, and we're going to take the rest of California and make it the great California state that it was supposed to be.
And it's working. You know, that's the thing. This whole thing is working, and, you know, it's really kind of exploding. Listen, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, and, of course, I air live every day just before your show on Red State Talk Radio, Scott Adams Show on Red State Talk Radio, 8 a.m. You can get us on the phone app. You can get us on TuneIn and everywhere else in between. Go to redstatetalkradio.com.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Scott, the growth that we've experienced and with you at the helm and all the things that have been going on at Red State Talk Radio. And really, really, I think everybody might not understand the magnitude of the growth that's going on right now. And of course, then we're going to get into the video stuff. We're turning our studio in here in Northern California into a TV studio over the weekend, which will be kind of interesting to see how that all works out, see if we're on the air. But listen, Scott, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Care now.
Awesome. Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. And then when we come back, we're going to listen to Tucker Carlson talk about this picture and maybe a little bit of liberation theology mixed in with that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Mr. Rahman, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So we just showed on the screen the photograph of former President Barack Obama before he was president with Louis Farrakhan. You took that picture. Where was it?
It was in the Congressional Black Caucus meeting room. Actually, I was looking at the picture, and if you look very, very closely, you can see on some of the people, they have a sticker that says HC9, which is the one of those caucus rooms in the basement of the
yes.
of the Capitol where meetings are held, and that's where it was taking place.
So why have we never seen this picture before?
Well, a couple of things. I was sort of honor-bound. Immediately, the day of the picture that was taken, I was on Capitol Hill. I worked out of the Senate Radio TV Gallery at the time. A staff member from the Black Caucus called me and said, "We have to have the picture back." And I was kind of taken aback. And it's like, you know, so we talked a couple of times on the phone after that. And I said, "Okay, well, I'll give the picture to Minister Farrakhan's chief of staff, who is Leonard Farrakhan Muhammad. He's shown on the far left of the picture." And I gave the original disc to him and, in a sense, swore myself to secrecy because I had quietly made a copy for myself. Just, it's my picture. It's my art. It's my intellectual property.
Right.
And I wanted it. I owned it, and I wanted to keep it. And so it wasn't my place to...
But why would people from the Congressional Black Caucus or the Nation of Islam headquarters in Chicago not want that picture to come out?
Well, I don't think it was so much the Nation of Islam, but rather the Black Caucus. Perhaps they sensed the future. This was 2005 now. There were no, he had just been in the office a few months. But the idea, and in fact, he had people from the Nation of Islam working on his staff in his office in Chicago, his Senate staff. Members of the Nation of Islam helped him in his Senate campaign on the south side of Chicago. So, but I think as people considered the ambitions, the thought was Minister Farrakhan and his reputation would hurt someone trying to win acceptance in the broad
right.
cross-section.
Did he have contact with anyone from the Nation of Islam as a senator or as president that you know of?
Not that I know of. He did have, as I recall, there was a member of the Nation of Islam in Chicago, worked on his staff, on his office in Chicago, his constituent services office in Chicago. But I never knew her. I never knew her name. But at some point in his, at some point she was no longer on his staff. I don't think it was a acrimonious departure, but she just wasn't on the staff anymore.
So was Louis Farrakhan or members of the Nation of Islam, were they offended that President Obama wanted to distance himself from them?
Some were. Many were. Many were angry. Many were hurt that not only did Senator Obama denounce Minister Farrakhan, he rejected him. In the same interview appearing, I've forgotten what it was, with Senator Hilton, Senator Clinton.
Yes.
And she went after him about, well, I rejected the support of some people that she considered unacceptable in New York when she was running for Senate, and really demanded that he do the same. And so he said, okay, if it'll satisfy you, I'll reject him too. And so people in the nation have a sensitivity about this and feel that we've often been made, Minister Farrakhan has certainly been a litmus test for people, whether it was fair or not, because people who want that acceptability in the crossover, you
right.
might say, can't stand the inquisition that comes with being associated with Minister Farrakhan.
Well, I wish it had come out earlier, because I think it makes for an interesting conversation wherever you fall along the spectrum.
Yeah, it probably would have made a big difference in the election had we known that he was hanging around with such a racist bigot as Minister Farrakhan, who wants to kill all crackers, so to speak. Well, you listen to some of his rhetoric, and you know what a communicator, though. I mean, if you take a look at Louis Farrakhan in terms of a communicator, it's kind of like the Adolf Hitler thing, you know. Communicator, yeah. give him that, but what is the word? Of course, liberation theology and all that stuff that's been so widely associated with Latin America, Argentina in particular, and of course that's the home of the Pope, and people like Peter McLaren out of Chapman University, who are avowed Marxists, by the way. Yeah, those are some of the folks out there that listen to all this stuff. But, yeah, I think, see, this is the kind of stuff that I think it really bothers so many people, is all this stuff has been hidden. Everything is hidden, hidden, hidden. You heard Scott Adams earlier in the show talking about that, earlier in this hour anyway, talking about that, that, you know, there's so much about the past that has been hidden. And, of course, the sensitivities of the people with Louis Farrakhan and actually with Obama's staff. This is in 2005. Remember this picture that clearly depicts the two together. Was something that the Obama people said, wait a minute, you know, what's that gonna, how's that going to play to the larger population? That's clearly what they did. And, of course, look at what's happened. That's the key thing. Look, in fact, at what has happened with today with all the things that are going on relative to the answers about Obama. You know, quite frankly, had they done a better job of being open about this. Of course, he probably wouldn't have been elected, but things might be a little bit different today, obviously, but then it would have been McCain as president. Oh, boy. And look at where he's absent, too. Both McCain and Obama are absent from class again today. You know, it's the we're going to have to do a tardy sweep on him. You know, back in the day when I was an administrator, I used to be in charge of the county. I was kind of like the truancy judge, if you will. The county school attendance and review board, SARB, they called it. I was that guy who sat there and basically ran the trials. It was a truancy trial. And, of course, we would send out police officers to go find truants, people that weren't reporting to school. That's always a lot of fun. That's never a lot of fun. They're never enjoyable because sometimes you have to bring the parents in, and the parents have to, you know, put them through testimony and swear. It's like being a judge. So anyway, it's kind of an interesting position to be in, and right now we're in that position where we're calling out what they're truant. These people are truant from class. They're truant from Agenda 21 Radio School. Send out the truancy sweepers. Where are these folks? Where is Obama? Where are the Clintons and Susan Rice and, well, Uma Abedin and it just goes on. Ben Rhodes, where's he been? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. And don't forget, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And it's the state of the future. There's no question about it. And it is moving. It's marching. It's ready to go. And a lot of people are really kind of, I think, excited about it. It's one of the most talked about topics on Twitter right now. So things are going to be happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really excited about it. So make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now I got the phones going off in my studio. Just kind of one of those crazy things. We'll get to the phone in a minute. Anyway, so like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, newcaliforniastate.com, the website, is going to be putting up all the information and more information about grievance number one and also grievance number two that's coming up next Tuesday. This is a big, big deal, obviously, and the public wants to know what is really, truly going on with the California state government. And this is now the time to do it. This is where we start our 40 weeks of grievances. Grievance number two is coming. We've already had number one. We've had the Declaration of Independence. We've got grievance number one. Now we've got number two going on. And, yep, it's going to be read in six counties this time. We started with three. Now this week it's going to be six. And we're just going to kind of keep that little growth factor going, if you can well imagine. So in the next few weeks it'll be nine. Then it'll be so you see what I'm saying? It's just kind of a growth thing. And more counties are coming on to New California anyway. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, visit agenda21radio.news. That's dot news. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.